Are carrots really good for your eyes? We look at the roots of some fascinating carrot lore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 4th, the 338th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges shares a birthday with jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson. Mom always told us to eat our carrots. They were good for our eyesight. Was she right? Well, yes and no. Carrots are rich in vitamin A, which is essential for overall eye health. But less than perfect vision won't be corrected by even a study diet of carrots. It turns out that some of the carrot lore may have roots in World War II intelligence games. To conceal their use of newly developed radar technology, the British published cover stories attributing their pilots' outstanding night vision to eating carrots. Carrots just may be the vegetable that helped win World War II. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.